Thank you, and greetings, my friends. One of the greatest tragedies of our society is the disintegration of the home. Homes are broken up, parents suffer anguish, children are handicapped, and sometimes their lives are wrecked and ruined, and many times, souls will be lost in hell because of divorce. Did you know that a divorce occurred while I was making these introductory remarks? Marriage is a divine institution. It is a comfort, a pleasure. A unity of two in one man and one woman, until death doth part. In reaffirming God's original plan, Christ declared to the Pharisees, "Have you not read that he who made them from the beginning made them male and female, and said, For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and the two shall become one flesh, so that they are no more two, but one. What therefore God hath joined together, let no man put asunder." Matthew 19, verses 4 through 6. According to this divine truth, God intended for one man, for one woman, and the marriage was to continue as long as you both shall live. Not long ago, a person was heard to say on a national TV program, in a flippant manner, "What's wrong with divorce? I say you can't win them all. If you lose, you just keep trying until you win." End the quotation. Such an unconcerned, matter-of-fact, everyday thing attitude takes no account of the serious and most destructive consequences which result from divorce. May I give you some divorce statistics? A divorce is granted in the United States about every 60 seconds. There are some 1,400 divorces each day. During the last 10 years, 9 million men and women in the United States have been divorced. There are nearly 6 million children whose parents have been divorced, children under 18 years of age. No other civilization comes even close to the United States divorce statistics. Divorce occurs 6 times more often among those who marry under age 21. A major contributing factor to the high teenage divorce rate is the fact that over 40% were forced into marriage as the result of a premarital pregnancy. 40% of the brides today are between 15 and 18 years of age. More than 50% of teenage marriages end in divorce within 5 years. Each year, some 2 million couples are married, but 1 out of 3.5 marriages end in divorce. It is estimated that there were 730,000 divorces in 1970. A few years ago, the rate was 1 out of 4, but now the rate is closer to 1 out of 3. In Los Angeles, the figure is even greater. 1 out of 2 end in divorce. As many separations and divorces as marriages. These statistics do not tell the whole story, however. One cannot see in these cold figures the reality: rivers of tears, human suffering, weeping children, some of whom are crushed for life, some of whom to become juvenile delinquents, some to become criminals, some wards of the state, some wards of the penitentiary. Yet, of course, others, in spite of the handicap of broken homes, will overcome and become most trustworthy citizens, determined to build successful homes of merit and honor in contrast to the homes of their childhood. A tragic factor involved in the status of the broken home is the fact that women living apart from their husbands without divorce outnumber divorcees. August 5, 1968, U.S. News and World Report states that 2.2 million women live in our country divorced, not remarried, and that 2.9 million live separated from their husbands without divorce. The facts and statistics are startling, aren't they? Today, the broken homes caused by separation and divorce are causing disruption of almost 2 million men, women, and children each year. Within the last 10 years, some 10 million men and women have been divorced. The divorce rate in the United States is 4 to 6 times that of Canada, Belgium, Norway, and the Netherlands. In the United States, the divorce rate is 3 times that of France. The divorce mills, where the quickie divorces are granted, are shameful testimonies to the status of our home in America today. It is reported that 75% of the applicants for care of children in orphan homes are from broken homes caused by divorce and not by death. It is very obvious that some of these facts are strong contributing factors to the tragic status of the broken home and handicapped children so characteristic of our modern society today. Marriage is just not simply the marriage or union of a boy or girl and man and woman for pleasure. The sexual relationship of marriage, which is God-honored, should be beautiful, most intimate, and lasting. But in many cases, the honeymoon is over very soon and the marriage is short-lived because of the insecure foundation of physical attractions and satisfaction. Some homes have as their foundation Social Security. That is, the marriage which was primarily for social and financial reasons. Such an insecure, shifting foundation is likely to crack up sooner or later. Material and physical attractions are most insecure foundations. Like brick and stone, without mortar as a bond, they will break and fall apart, cannot withstand the wind and storms that may arise. And so it is, ladies and gentlemen, with physical and material attractions, without the true bond of love. Time, which changes things, the adverse storms of life, may cause the home to end in disaster, to be broken apart. Beauty and physical attractions may be golden threads interwoven in the heart of one who truly loves, but without love, they may become brittle strings of jealousy and strife. In some cases, less time and serious consideration were given to entering into a contract of marriage, a home, than was given to the purchase contract of a house for a home. The Family Service Association of America has stated, and I quote, "Family breakdown is fast reaching epidemic proportions and now ranks as America's number one social problem. Some 1 million persons are divorced each year in America. And that isn't all. It is estimated that there are 100,000 desertions each year. Just about every minute the clock ticks, a home is broken by divorce or desertion. The impact of this home breakup on our society is immeasurable. It is a calamity of human relations. In addition to the adverse consequences suffered by husbands and wives, thousands of innocent children suffer irreparable harm. Man is God's highest creation. After he created all things, he paused before he made man, and what a pause of serenity and solemnity. Man and his helpmeet, woman, when properly joined together, constitute the highest, most noble, and most beautiful work of God on earth. The results of divorce are more than an assembly of statistics. Real wounds and scars are left on human beings, many times wounds and scars never to be healed. So often children who suffer the consequences of broken homes are never able to adjust themselves to the distress and heartaches that follow. Several years ago, a divorcee explained, and I quote, "Telling our children about divorce was the hardest thing I ever did. I can still see his troubled face and hear his voice say, 'When's Daddy coming home? He's been gone so long.' I explained that we, his mother and Daddy, simply did not love each other any longer. 'But why can't you love him again?' the boy said. 'Too much has happened. Someday you'll understand. Daddy will never be back. Only to visit, but not to live here,' the mother replied. The cost for divorce is often paid by the children in the home, not in terms of money, but in terms of disappointment, frustration, loneliness, desertions, crime, and failure. How many children are robbed of the precious values of a home, the love, the the care, the protection, the guidance. These foundation principles affect the destinies of men and nations, ladies and gentlemen. Without considering the serious consequences of divorce that may affect the soul throughout eternity, let us consider some of the common, everyday problems of divorce. 1. The matter of problems and responsibilities may suddenly be doubled. In marriage, the two shall become one. In divorce, one minus two leaves one. Before divorce, the strength of two was banded together to solve and overcome the problems and difficulties of life. But after divorce, suddenly one may find himself all alone, combating the problems and difficulties which often seem to multiply rather than diminish. One may find himself with the weight of the world on his shoulders. Loneliness alone may become acute, with no sense of belonging to another person. Perhaps with a feeling of abandonment, with a secluded feeling of being out of touch, and having no one by your side to care about what happens, such times of aloneness may become almost unbearable and even very critical. Even those days and evenings of solitary confinement, solitary meals, sitting in your room alone, watching TV or hearing radio alone, and no one to share your meals with, not even invited to a party, you may feel conspicuous and out of step in company of married friends. These problems may seem insignificant before divorce, but they may become breathless mountains to climb when the actual realities are experienced. Suddenly, the world sees the divorced person as one who is not married yet, one with all the experiences of married life. Now, where is the divorced person going? Will he remain a part of the married group, or should he try to associate himself with the unmarried people? What about former friends? Will they all fit into the new pattern of life? If children are in the family, can one become both parents? How will one ever, in a lifetime, bind the broken hearts and heal the bleeding wounds of innocent children? These are only some of the consequences of divorce. The ultimate results may be the loss of souls in eternity in hell. But one who may be contemplating divorce may think all of these problems will be resolved by remarriage. It is true that some of these problems may be terminated by marriage again, yet some of them may remain for life and eternity. Psychologists declare that in most cases, a person who is divorced carries the same problems of his first marriage over into any succeeding marriages. Along with the beauty, happiness, and pleasure of marriage are grave responsibilities and liabilities, my friends. What are some of the byproducts? Sometimes even the byproducts of marriage become serious problems. Yes, it is more than just a marriage of a boy or girl or man and woman. Some of the byproducts involve the matter becoming a part of another family, the in-laws, the family of the wife and the family of the husband. Actually, this involves, it should be, a help, if properly understood and evaluated by both the newfound families. However, the liabilities sometimes become so serious that marriage is wrecked and destroyed. There is the need for love, understanding, patience, and willingness to help and to be helped when needed and invited. But one thing must be understood. A new marriage is another family, and one family does not have the right to dictate to and rule another family. The family that learns well how to run his own household has gone a long way to influence, but not dictate to, another family. This especially applies to in-law families. Not a few have been disrupted because of in-law trouble. My friends, religion is a foundation for a happy marriage and successful home, and it may be either lasting or insecure. Judges and civil courts granting divorces will confirm the fact that Religion is a very important factor involved in divorces. Recent studies have revealed that the divorce rate is 4 times higher in non-religious homes than in homes where religion is a part of the home influence. In fact, the study revealed that the more devoutly religious atmosphere of the home, the more favorable success of marriage such homes may afford. Another matter of great significance is the fact that the divorce rate is higher in the homes of mixed marriages, that is, where companions are of different religious beliefs. The divided home may create problems never to be solved for the happiness of all concerned. Church attendance and church membership may become a matter of serious conflict. Will the husband or wife compromise his or her faith? Will the husband and wife go to their separate churches, their separate ways? What about the children? Children who love their parents may have their hearts torn out because of the arguments about religion engaged in by their parents. Or, even if both parents are very honest and sincere, devoutly religious, and do not engage in battles over religion, what do you suppose the children think as their hearts are pulled between the two when the mother and the father part their ways on Sunday as they go their separate ways to church? Ladies and gentlemen, hear me. Are you listening? I can tell you from experience, I know what that means. I was reared in a divided home. Often my heart ached. Since I loved both my mother and my father, and I saw them go their separate ways to church, I did have one great advantage that many divided homes do not have. My mother was a very faithful, lovable, non-compromising Christian, while my father was just as honestly and sincerely devoted to a religious cause of denominational era. But I tell you, it was not easy as a child growing up. Thank God that because of love, understanding, patience, and teaching, my dear Christian mother's influence lives on today, although she has now gone home to be with the Lord. It was not only my privilege during her lifetime to baptize my father into Christ, who still lives today a faithful Christian, but to lead all members of our family to Christ, and in addition, to baptize some 7,000 other people into Christ, as well as have the privilege of teaching millions the gospel by radio. I say to you, my friends, many divided homes do not resolve the problem with such favorable results. Many times, homes are broken apart and souls are lost in eternity because of religious division in the home. The Bible warns of the danger of divided homes. Listen to what the apostle said. And I say, are you listening? Be not unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what fellowship have righteousness and iniquity? Or what communion hath light with darkness? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For we are a temple of the living God, even as God said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. 2 Corinthians 6:14-16. It is not only regrettable, but most seriously dangerous when husband and wife cannot share a most intimate part of their lives, when they cannot share their faith in Christ and His divine truth. The Christian cannot afford to compromise his faith. One can never forfeit his salvation for family agreement, regardless of the cost. In this divine practical admonition given by the apostle, he does not state that marriage between a Christian and non-Christian is sinful, but he is warning Christians of the liabilities and dangers because a compromised faith and unfaithful service to God may be the result and souls be lost in torment. There is no question about the fact that God does recognize marriage of Christians to non-Christians because the apostle admonishes the Christian not to terminate the marriage relationship unless the Christian finds it impossible to serve Christ and to continue to be a companion of the non-Christian. Now you read that in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 12 through 14. In fact, where there is division in the home, the Christian is exhorted to be most faithful to Christ in order to win the non-Christian to the Lord. The inspired Apostle Peter wrote, "In like manner, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that even if any obey not the word, they may without the word be gained by the behavior of their wives, beholding your chaste behavior coupled with fear." 1 Peter 3, verses 1 and 2. Many non-believers have become Christians because of the loyalty and faithfulness to Christ on the part of their Christian companions. Ladies and gentlemen, the matter of divorce is one of the most serious problems in our home life in America.